Never in history been an election for president in the United States like this year's. Can you comment on what is happening to the democratic process of election in the United States and why?
Yeah, well, United States elections, probably everybody knows by now that it's been around a month, you know, that the election year has been done, and never in history of the United States we have had an election that has not resulted to any conclusion for a month, and it has gone from the very local court to the highest court in the land, that is the Supreme Court, that heard the situation yesterday, and they have to make a decision, you know, of course, in one narrow, limited, you know, decision about if the Supreme Court of the Florida was correct or not. But the whole thing is, you know, why now? Why now? You know, the election even in this country is not, you know, working the way it worked. And also a lot of Americans thought when they vote, you know, their vote counts, and, you know, there's no problem, there's nothing, you know, everybody, it's the most perfect system we can found it on earth. But as the discussion goes, more and more people find out, now it's not really perfect, you know, it's a dimple, or is it a shad, or is it hanging with one side, or the two sides, or it is a, you know, ballot that has been, you know, absentees or from overseas, and they don't count the absentees and overseas if it's a landslide, you know, election, and there's a lot of things that it's coming up, people, you know, coming aware of it that they didn't know at all. So now the thing is, it's not a perfect system. It's not, it has a lot of, you know, but at the same time, it's the most perfect one on earth. You know? It's supposed to be the perfect system that human eventually came up with, and it's been working for 200 years fine. And but as I said, when I came to this country a couple of months later, the matter of Nixon Watergate came up, and later we had Ewan Gates, and later on we had
Clinton
Gates, and now this is what is happening. So why, you know? The answer is very, you know, easily can be found in the Bible, that when the stone comes, and all earthly, you know, kingdom will be, you know, and the statue will be destroyed to nothingness, and the new system will come and fill the earth. So you can see, even the system in the United States is man-made. It's not, also it's had the blessing of God according to our teachings. And in the old prophets are fulfilled, if you read that book, that God did bless, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the system in the United States. And it's a well-taught system. It's the people who founded that system, that they taught it very well, and they were pretty smart and connected people, actually. And actually, people who founded, they were the, what is those people called, not those Christian, but, huh? No, but they belong to a group, that's those Christian, huh?
No, they were
like the
Rosicrucians.
Letter of the Crucian.
They had that symbol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the founder of the United States belonged to? It's a group even now exists.
Freemasons.
Freemasons.
Oh, yeah. I know in French is
Freemasons,
something like that. I don't know
in English. Yeah, you're right. That's it. Freemasons, that they are very open people, and they have members all over the world, even in other, you know, religions, and they believe in the perfection of man, and, you know, and working on the self, and it's very, very high thing. Of course, it's very secretive, because there are a lot of of them could not talk about their beliefs in environments that regular religions oppose them. Actually, that is when the idea of the freedom of the religion came, because they believed in a human, not of the religion as for one people. So really, they were Freemasons. Actually, a lot of people think it was Christian that who founded the founding father, but really they were mostly Freemasons who did that. So it came from a very high level. The people who founded it, they were connected. They were much more universal than being belonged to only one way of thinking or one religion or one thing as we are. But they still were who? They were humans. God never sent, even the idea of people from the people, by the people, for the people, it really is not, in our system in the United States, it's not really manifested. Okay? Because it is not really from the people. You have the electoral that eventually choose the president. People don't choose the president. Just like, if that was true, Al Gore should be the president, because he won the, also there is a problem even with that, because the Republicans said, because they said he won the Florida, the rest of the country just stopped voting. They said, okay, whoever wins, if everybody knew whoever wins the Florida is going to win the presidency. So they announced he won the Florida around 7, 8 o'clock in the Eastern time. So the Central and Mountain and the West, they still had 2-3 hours to go. So a lot of people say, okay, if he won the Florida, then we are not going to go and vote. So a lot of people say, even that is not correct. He didn't win the popular vote. So anyway, that is the technicality. The most important is that there was so much problem we had in this voting system, and system of the United States is not from the people, by the people, for the people. It is the electoral that elect the president. But in our system, none of these problems is going to arise, because people emerge from where? They will emerge from the communist of life. And in the communist of life, people know the person who emerges and eventually reaches to the top of the society. Of course, we have a similar system, just like the United States, for the people who are not in the communist of life. Just like who are not in the communist of life, they are the worldly people. So they go with the worldly system. They are, those who are in the communist of life, they go with the godly system. If everybody is in the communist of life, do we need the other process of electing by the vote or not? No, people are going to emerge from the community and go to the town. And in the Bible, as I said, it explains very clearly that when God's system comes, other systems fall apart. And we can see that it's true in every country. We don't have a perfect system anywhere on earth. Nowhere. Either we have dictatorship or we have democratic elections. And even democratic elections, people are not happy with them. Are you guys happy with your election in Canada? 100% everybody is happy with it?
Not really,
Mr. Yap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see, you can do it. How about in France? Are you all happy with your system in France?
Generally, it's 50-50. Half people are happy, and the other half is not happy.
Okay. we can say all the systems are what? It's a democratic system that electing our people. They're supposed to be the best on the world. Are the people in Iraq, everybody happy because of the Saddam Hussein? Saddam Hussein wants to believe everybody is happy. But why do they have so much arm and people with the guns and suppressing people? Everybody is happy in Iran with the system? I don't think my sister was. Because I know that one. She wasn't. So they are not happy there. So Well, is any place on earth that people are happy with their system? 100%. Most of the people are not. Actually, usually a minority, especially if it's a dictatorship. That is good. 50-50 is good number. 50% of the people are happy with the system. That's high. How much are happy in the United States? 60-70% are happy. This is pretty good, high number, but we see that it's not 100% because it is not really from the people. But in our system, it is from the people. Nobody can say now, well, I don't like the system, because system, they had the ability to participate in it in the very bottom of the society. Okay. So even although the system of the United States is very good, you know, and it's probably one of the best in the world, and also the other system in the West and the democratic system in the some other countries are good systems, they are not God's system. Okay, and so it is time for them to break up, you know, and it is breaking up all over the world, and people are you know, coming up with the same idea, this is not perfect. And even in the United States, people start, you know, talking about this system is not perfect, it's not something that, actually they claim you cannot have a perfect system. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they have not been able to figure out the perfect system. But as we discussed about our system so many times, you know, we cannot find any problem in it. Any problem we discussed it, problem of old people, problem of children, problem of the society, problem of the community, the problem of the men, problem of women. It's all, you know, taking care of our system, because, you know, men and women even in that our system are equal, and they work together in the bottom of the society, in a community of life, emerge as a leader. Whoever has the ability in the community can come up with a, you know, leadership position and eventually merge to the top of the society. And so you don't have chads hanging or pimple or all on that, because you don't have any machines or anything to, you know, punch into and all that. So also it's becoming too polarized. To, you know, ideas have come, that human ideas, you know, opinions are there. You know, we have Democrat and Republican. We have two completely opposite, you know, opinions of how the country should be run. So it's that's a problem of polarization, and each wants to gain the power, because they know if they gain the power, they can put their own ideas on the rest of us. So, but in our system, where our idea come from? Ideas come from the scripture. Ideas come from God. There has to be a basic understanding in the society what are the relationship between man and man, man, woman, children, community, family, are. Okay? And that we go where for them? We go to scripture. We go to the word of God. And the whole society eventually accepts the word of God as the basis for those relationships. And that destroys the ability to be polarized and have opinion and ideas which conflict with each other, and brings a unity to the society. Okay. So that also helps to bring a more unified society. Okay. Instead of each person have their own opinions and ideas and pull the society to different direction, and eventually it destroys the society. It's not a dictatorship, it's still opinions and ideas, and the creativity is accepted and allowed, but, you know, what is the relation between men? What's the base of the society is the communities of life based on the married people, few couples. Okay, so other ideas are not going to be encouraged, that which completely destroy the fabric of the society. Okay, and when these ideas accepted the majority of the people, then it becomes the norm in the society. And it becomes being more unified, you know, people together. So we can see, again, God's revelation, God's ideas sent to man bring greater happiness and unity to them. Then each man just says, no, I know better than everybody else, and everybody should listen to me, and otherwise, you know, it's no good, and your idea is different than mine, my opinion is different than everybody else, and every person has opinion, okay. There's no one out there that they don't say, oh, I have my own ideas. All of us have that, okay. Now, why we are all here, at the same time, also we all have different opinion, we have some unification or unified energy with each other. It's God. Okay? We accept the basic truth from the scripture that unifies us. But at the same time, are we same? All of us think the same way? Think the same way? No, we don't. Okay? All of us have our own idea, our own, you know, energy, our own, you know, understanding even of the word, even of though, you know, none of us really see though as everybody else does. Okay, so if that basic unity is destroyed, if you put God out of the system, you will have what? You have 250 million people that each pulling the society to different directions. Now, if expand that to the whole earth, now you have 5 billion people are pulling, you know, the whole earth to the 5 billion different directions. But if all of us believe in though, if all of us believe in the eternal divine path, if all of us believe in the communities of light based on the pure couples and sannyasins and our system, would all of us pull it in different directions? You know, we're all going to be in the behind idea that we are all going to push toward creation of communities of light. And although we all are going to have our own opinions and differences, but at the same time, we have something to unify us together and work toward that accomplishment. So you can see that you put the God out of a society, that society falls apart. Because, you know, that unification, that center is not there anymore. So each person says, I know better than everybody else, and ego and selfishness, and you can see, you know, in other countries people pick up guns and shoot each other. In this country they take to the court, but taking to the court and fighting and not listening to each other and maneuvering and, you know, and all that is, each group wants to become what? To win. The winning more important than the truth, than the reality, than what founding fathers really meant the system to work. Okay, so we can see it's not working anymore. Well, if it's not working, it is not perfect. We need something to replace it. We need something to be more perfect than what we have. Now, what's perfect? God's system, God's revelation. What God has told that He is going to send to humanity. It's the time for the coming of light. It's time for all of us to realize that the old system is not going to work. We are in it. You know, we're going to maintain it. We are going to support the old system. But at the same time, know that the new system eventually should replace that old system, because the old system is not perfect. And we can see the evidence everywhere. There is, if 50% of the people are not happy with the system, that system is no good. Okay? It means 50% of people are living under something that is not, you know, is not, does not bring them happiness. Okay? So, with the Watergate, with the, you know, assassination of the John Kennedy, with the Iran Gate, with the, Clinton Gate, with this, all these things, one after another, American people are realizing that their system is not perfect, something is not correct. You know? And the reason, of course, that the founder founded in God we trust. But is that still correct? It is not. If God is out, and also in God, in which God we trust? In Muslim God we trust, or in the Christian God we trust, or in the Freemason God we trust? Or which one are we going to trust? Okay. The only one really we should trust is the one who sent though, who unified all religions. Okay. If we all trust on that, we have a unification, a center for ourselves to be unified and work together. So we can see that that's another sign that God is working for the mission to manifest itself and for the humanity to realize that the time is up for all the system on earth. And as God said, you know, when the stone comes, hit the image, what happened to image? They become powder and go away, and those systems are no longer going to work. You know, that's what no system on earth is working anymore. Okay. Again, we can see, you know, the coming of this revelation, we are in the brink of the golden age, coming of the unification of earth together, of the religions together, of humans together, and old systems are falling apart. We have to do our best. We have to reach to everybody around us. We have to let everybody know about this truth that has come to them. And we have to work toward the creation of the coming of light. It's okay. Our numbers are small. It seems, you know, we say all these people come here to the conference. They don't come. But that's okay. You know, it's... As I said, it might take a couple of lifetimes for us before, you know, this mission manifests. It's a big job. It's something that we are working toward the unification of the whole humanity. There's a lot of egos going on earth, and people, and also some people are happy, you know, where they are, okay, with the system, with the blood, with the religion, although they see it's falling apart. But at the same time, they haven't really hit the bottom. Okay. But the society and the earth is going to hit the bottom eventually. And when it's the bottom, what do we have? We have an alternative. We can tell them, okay, this is the best way to go. Look, God said He's going to send a revelation that unifies the religion. He said that, you know, this prophecy is that such a thing is going to come to humanity, and now it has come. So come back to God. Turn around. Be, you know, baptized. You know, when you baptize, then you turn around and you become one of the children of God and unify yourself together. And again, we will have a society that is more unified. There is not much of a different opinions between people. They are more cohesive. Okay. And we will have a society that they choose the leaders that they are worthy, not they are selfish and thinking about themselves, but thinking about, you know, creation of the countries of light and bringing peace and the goodwill to man. Does that make sense?
And also, Maitreya, what I love about our system is we'll have overseers to the system, which I don't think is anywhere on earth right now. And the overseers, which are the elders and the eldest, will be like a check for the disintegration of morals or corruption and things like that in the system. So I think that's a great asset.
Yeah, that is the whole idea that the top of the system are connected to God, are connected to the Spirit. And with that, if the leaders are the head of the society, okay? If the leaders are not connected, the whole body, as the Bible says, if the head is sick, what happens to the body? If you have congestion and you have fever, and is your body feel good still? No, your body is going to feel bad. So if the head, which is the leaders, are not connected, is the rest of the body connected? No, the rest of the body falls apart. So that's why in our system, the top of the society are connected to God, so the body will be connected also.
Very good.
Just as a follow-up question, in our system we have the units, the small units like of 12 families, kind of as the base.
Six
families, 12 people, and they would, you said a person would emerge as the leader of that small unit, probably by vote, do you think? Probably the 12 people would get together and vote who is the most...
Yeah, well, that part is mostly up to the six couples, how they're going to do it. Either the person is going to emerge as the leader, and because that person in the society is more concerned about the community working harder than anybody else and also has good ideas. Other people accept him or her as the person that has the leadership ability, and he or she emerges. Or either that, or they say, okay, really, we don't know who is the best of, among us to accept as a leader. Either he emerges as just naturally are accepted, or they say, okay, let's see who we're going to accept as the final authority in our group. And they probably sit there and democratically accept 7 to 5 leaders.
So, and then at the next level would be around 2,000 people.
No, the majority, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, it would be around 2,000 people, but it would be 12, and that would be around 2,000 people. And so again, it would be a group of 12 who would decide who is the next, who is the leader of that level.
Yes, the first level, the 12 people choose their leader, the first unit, then 12 of them, the 12 leaders of 12 unit come together and choose one for their leader, and 12 of those 12 unit come together and say, leader, become the leader of the community.
So really the maximum would be around 12 people who would vote or decide for a leader.
That's right.
Because to me it seems like that's one of the major problems about voting, is that, you know, it's such a huge number of people that are voting, and people feel apathetic. They feel that their vote doesn't count because it's such a huge number, and the process is not, you know, accurate, and things get lost. There's such an ability for abuse, and there's such a possibility of people get hypnotized just by how somebody looks, you know, or what their family background is, rather than...
Yeah, actually, you know, a lot of people said they vote for Mr. Clinton because he's so handsome and tall and looks good. You know, a lot of people admitted that, you know, they didn't vote for, you know, because he was a great general, or Eisenhower probably, they would vote because he was a great general and all that. But a lot of people vote for Clinton because of that reason. So we can see that, yes, how many people you really can know well in your life. If you can know yourself well, you're lucky. Okay? If you know yourself, of course, you can see what. Around 12 people, you really can know well in your lifetime. Okay, and then suddenly they throw somebody that you have no idea who he is or she is in the middle of the voting and say, okay, choose between these two. I don't know them, you know. Yeah, they look good. They can put a little makeup and make themselves good, or play a game in front of the camera for you for a couple of months or a year, and then you accept one of them as the best between the all you can know about them. Okay, so you really haven't get to know them. Okay, so in our system, you live with a person, you live with a guy. Okay, you eventually. Everything comes out. They cannot hide for all, and they cannot. But
even on the second level, do you live with the people who are chosen on the second level?
No, but they still are close.
Okay, you're working together.
You are working. Not only working together. It's only 144 people.
Right.
Okay. You have talked. You talk with the people who live with him or her.
Mm-hmm.
So you have connection with them, and you get to know them. You probably are invited to their community, they're invited to your community. You go back and forth. You have, you know, some interaction with them. After a while, again, you feel you pick up the energy, you see that person pretty good.
Another big problem with the system in the United States is that certain very powerful and rich families actually have taken, mm-hmm. you know, all the positions of president. It's kind of like you have to be a millionaire even to begin to think, and you have to have a lot of political power before you can even think to run. And our system also prevents that.
That is a good observation, and actually that's one of the things happening in third world countries. In every system, eventually few people become powerful and well-known and almost create a dynasty. You know? What is a dynasty? Dynasty is the father and the son become, father become president, and two elections later, son become president. And then, you know, the brother become president. And after a while, you have what then? You have a kingdom. You know, you don't have a, you know, completely free election that the best man, you know, win. It, as you said, if you don't have millions of dollars, you cannot even run, you know. So you can see the system has, you know, fallen apart. It's not the system that the, you know, founding father envisioned, that the best man wins. It's not that anymore. The best man doesn't win always. But the richest man wins, the well-known man, the more connected man wins. So, still, it's a good system compared with the many systems on Earth, but it's not perfect. And actually, that is eventually going to end up the dynasty, and a few family are going to have the powers, and eventually they decide it's going to be a kingdom. It's going to be a king. Will be become a kingdom. So, absolutely, in our system, it cannot happen. How can it happen? You enter the communist of blood. You share everything together. Okay, even if you're rich, okay, you have only one voice from 12 of you. Okay, you can never can have voice, you know. But also, you don't have elections. You don't have to spend millions of dollars for ads and all that. Okay, you are living with everybody else, so you emerge from the 12 people. So you don't have to be rich to emerge.
Just one more question. I know since we don't really have this set up yet, there will be a lot of details that will be worked out as we set this up. Mm-hmm. But like if people are living in a community around, you know, 12 families, and they don't like the atmosphere or anything, is there an obligation to stay there? Or the idea is that if a few people do try to somehow get power, mm-hmm. other people will just move away and there won't be support for that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. When a community is here, when communities are all over the world, when you live, you don't have to live in any community you don't want to. You know, if you don't like this community, you can live two blocks down, you know, here and go to another community. Even create your own community. Mm-hmm. You don't have to stay in a community you don't like and you don't want to be in, and you move. Of course, we don't even have a community of light here. Mm-hmm. We are facilitating body. We are here together because we want to create the community of light eventually. That's why the facilitating body have to work out together. We have to work toward the creation of the community of light. In the community of light, of course, absolutely you stay there because you want to. Because you don't, but you don't just live because, you know, well, it doesn't fit you completely. You should sacrifice. You should try to work it out. You should stay as much as. But if it's impossible, reach the point that you feel it's impossible to live in that environment, of course, you have a choice to go to another community, find your own community, and you have the freedom of movement and living, and that is what you have to do. Actually, if you don't want to live in South America, you can go and live in South Africa. You know, so you have all kind of freedom. Yes. I see.
You said that the overseers were the check for the government, but what's the check for the overseers?
Okay, in our system, the decision-making process is usually the committees, there are a lot of committees that they study different problems and they come with a solution and then they take it to the House or Senate. Depends if they have both of them or one of them. And they decide if that committee, you know, made the right decision. either they approve it or they disapprove it. If they approve it, then it goes to the executive branch, that they have to look at it and they either approve it or disapprove it. If they approve it, disapprove it, disapprove it, they send it back to the houses. They go over it one more time. They send it to the executive branch. If they didn't approve it again, they go one more time to the houses. If they, again, the executive branch didn't approve it, this time goes to the elders. Okay. Elders, then they make it final decision if it is approved or disapproved. Their word is final. So so they are the observer of the system. They do not interfere until the branch, those two branches cannot make the decisions. But if the elder body felt that the system is going away from its original purpose and is creating the laws that it's interfering and it's not according to the God's word, then they can also interfere. They can go and say, well, look, here we don't agree with this. Then we can discuss it with them. They can change it to whatever they feel it should be. So they have absolute power, but they do not interfere until their presence is necessary. So that's how they influence.
But what if they do? What do we do then?
What do you mean?
What if they do interfere?
Okay, that's the question. Susan.
And so I believe it says that if the elders are misusing their power or getting senile from old age, they can be voted down through the system too if they're not being connected to God.
Mm-hmm. Is that the question? Is how they are going to remove it or something?
How they will be checked or something.
Right. Yeah. If the elders are not doing their work, then the two elder bodies can come together and change them. If even they don't, they can be impeached.
Just a comment. Again, that's a difference between this system and what you're proposing. Mm-hmm. I mean, a system that's in the United States, at least. Like here, we have a president who's been in office for eight years. For 8 years, he has a lot of experience. Maybe, you know, we don't agree with everything, but he does have a lot of experience.
Oh, yeah.
Has a lot of contacts in the world, and he's just let go, and that's it. And all that experience and all any wisdom that he's gained is just, you know, wasted now.
Exactly. Actually, the elder body is like a number of presidents you have alive right now, mm-hmm. just like Carter and Ford and Bush, and well, of course, just like what's his name?
Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Reagan, for example, he cannot be elder anymore because he has Alzheimer's disease. So that is when they vote him out, okay, because he cannot carry his responsibility. But you do have elders right now, you know. And sometimes presidents do ask the, previous presidents for, advice and things. But it is more than just advice. They become powerful in the system. And they can, influence system because they have so much experience in what they are doing. So in our system, we just don't throw them out. Like we say, no, you have a very good, function in the system because you have so much experience. Just like we don't throw the elder people out. We said old people have a lot of experience. They have lived 50, 60, 70 years. Now they can pass that experience to our children. Okay, so in the comings of life, the older people are looked as the source of the wisdom. Of course, they have to manifest. They have the wisdom, and they are really learned from the life. But not any old person is wise. You don't just say because you're old, you're wise. They have to manifest. They do have the wisdom and the experience. So that's your absolute right. That we do not throw the people with experience out. We use their experience in the society and the community and in our system. So that is one thing. Of course, the most important part of the elder body is they are connected to God. Okay. They look at the society and say, okay, this part is going wrong, so we have to fix it. If they misuse the power, as it was mentioned, there are remedy for removing even them.
So in a sense you could say that all these different governmental systems, probably the democratic process has been the most perfect up to this point. And now we've learned more about how even democracy has problems, and now this is one more step that's more perfect government, which is also democratic, actually. Mm-hmm. The system you propose is democratic.
Exactly. Even in democratic system, it doesn't mean chaos. Okay, when you choose the president has a lot of power to say no. Just like even if the House has a law and the president doesn't like it, he says he veto it. So it's not something after you choose the leader, that leader actually is a dictator. But you have the ability to choose who wants to be dictator. In the other countries, you know, they don't have that choice. The dictator is the person who has a gun. Who has more gun becomes the dictator. Here in this country, says, no, we choose you, then you tell us what to do. So, in a sense, you know, leader means dictator, means he dictates. Okay. When the president vetoes, do you guys have a say, no, don't veto it? No, he vetoes it. That is his choice. You choose him as a leader. So, leader means a person who leads. Okay. So the person who leads, not everybody says, okay, no, I'm not going to follow. You have to choose him or her, and then you follow him or her. So this a lot of misconception means democracy means, you know, chaos. I can do whatever I want. That's not true. It's not a democracy. But the democratic system that the United States and the democratic system that was created on earth is the best human can come up with. Okay, which is good. It's not bad at all. But our system is more perfect. It's because it's God's made system. Okay? And we can prove it many times over and over and over that our system is more perfect.
It sounds like our system will be as perfect as the people in it are connected to God, staying with God.
It depends how we choose as the head of the system. If the head is connected to God, they will make the body more connected to God. The more body is connected to God, they choose the people that they are connected more to God. So really, the triangle downward in our system is the spirit of God in the system. Triangle upward is the system. Triangle downward is the spirit of God. The more of the triangle downward is in the system, the more perfect that system becomes. Okay, and that's one of the problems with our system in management or even in our government. All that they have one triangle upward. Okay, that's it. They don't have the triangle downward. Okay, but in the Old Testament, the Hebrews had the triangle downward too. That's what the Old Testament is supposed to create the commons of life. A tribe, the 12 tribes, which God is the king, and God is the spirit among them. God is chosen as the spirit in the community and in the system. Then that system becomes more and more perfect.
It seems like we're kind of monopolizing the questions. Are there any questions that people have from the internet world? Because I had another question, actually.
Yeah, if you have any question about our system and the democracy and what is the topic in the internet, go ahead. One, two, three. You lost it.
Emma is here.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
My question is, I was studying the early American history with Isaac about the Constitution Convention and how the people got together, and they actually came with many different ideas, and they really had to work at compromising to get a system to work at all. However, I'm assuming that when this system starts and begins, we should never get to the point of compromising it. This is how the system was revealed, and it should be followed in total. Is that correct, do you think?
Yeah, actually I'm not very compromising person. So I haven't been compromised. I hope you guys don't compromise either. But you can do the compromising in the community level, in the between the 12 people. Okay, they can compromise, they can adjust themselves, just like a married couple, that they compromise, they talk, they decide, they one person, you know, let the other person have a little more, the other person have a little less, and then eventually they work, somehow they meet each other and say, okay, this is the place we both feel good about it, and we can work out, okay. And same thing happens in the community. You know, one person pushes, another person, other people, you know, compromise a little bit, but if she pushes or he pushes too much, community says, no, that's it. You pushed enough, because we're going to stop you. You know, that's where you stand, and then eventually you create a more cohesive, you know, community. So the compromise mostly should happen in that level. Okay. And in the second level, of course, it's a compromise between the 12 people, or 144 people, somehow they have to compromise and come to where the meeting of the minds happens, and eventually that 144,000 compromise, I mean 144 people. In the next level of 12 people have to, the compromise become more general thing, okay. In the, between the couples, there is, you know, about finances, about, you know, bringing the child up, bring, you know, their own relationship and all that. Between the 12 people is who washes the dishes, who sweeps the floor, who, okay. It's between 144 people, okay, who take the garbage out and when the garbage man gonna come, and see the scope changes as the numbers added. So those compromises happen between people, you know, until it comes to the 12, and then the next level, and then the county, and then the state, and the country, and eventually the world. Okay. So the compromises changes, but most important is that somehow people be able to reach a point that they can live with each other. Okay. And of course, in each level, that is what we need the leaders to look at the problems, to talk with the people, live with them, and eventually come to a point that they can say, okay, we're going to do this. Is that okay with everybody? You know, one or two person might not happy in one situation, but they might be happy in another situation, and all that. So our system is not the idea a couple of people just bring, so they have to compromise with other people to meet it. Our system comes from the very bottom. So the bottom have to compromise and get along. As they get along, the system is built on them. Okay. And at the top, of course, the decisions are also made based on the what the situation is in a much higher scope of the society. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does. But the basic structure of the system shouldn't be compromised. Like, you know, the idea, somebody shouldn't come along and say, well, we need to elect a president by popular vote. You know, no, that's, we don't compromise that.
No. It is not by popular vote. It's popular vote in the bottom, the popular vote in the second level, the popular vote in the third level, the popular vote in the fourth level. But it's not something one person will come and majority says, well, we want him, and he or she becomes the president. No, it's, you don't have, we have that kind of election for those who are not in the community of life. Okay? But those people don't have as much right as the people who are in the community of life. They receive their right as they prove themselves to be, you know, effective leaders. So, actually that's why they cannot become the elder body, or they cannot become reported to the leader, or they cannot become leader on the start two or three times elected in that position. So the people who are not in the Commons of Earth are given the right to have a voice in the system, but their voice is not as strong, at least not in the beginning, unless their leader proves that he or she is universal and he is wise, he is concerned with the community, he sacrifices and surrenders some message to God and his universe. Then, what do you think?
So the people that are in the communities of light, they will have like their own election, and whoever they elect can participate in the system as our system. Is that?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they are not completely left out of the system. So they have some voice. Of course, I'm losing my voice, but I guess today's Saturn somehow got my voice. They really don't need my voice. Yeah, so you can wait. So it is not with the popular vote. Actually, that solves the problem of the popular vote and the electoral thing that you have in the United States. For example, in this system, I think Mr. Gore won around 18 states, and the rest of them is won with the
Bush.
And he got the popular vote. Only 18 states has more people in it than the rest of the the states. So in a sense, it's very unfair to other states, which some of them are much bigger than any of those states that Mr. Gore won, but he formed popular vote. So we can see there's an unfairness. So that is what the founding fathers were trying to avoid to happen, that somebody come and just run in a big state and they got less vote and the rest of the people have no voice left for them. But in our system, that does not happen because, as I said, there is no popular vote. People choose their leaders, but not by vote, but mass vote, but by living with that person and knowing them and saying, oh yeah, this person is really, we accept as our leader. And the second level, which are leaders themselves, okay, they say, okay, this is better than all our 11 of us, so he goes to the third level. The third level is they have gone through two levels of being elected with the people and the leaders, and in third level, then they choose one person from them. So you have to be pretty good leader, okay, by the time you get to the top. Okay. And they don't look at your face or your how you look or things like that, but what kind of leadership you have. So it is check after check after check. By the time they get to the top of the leadership, ladder, they have proved themselves pretty good. It's not something that you have the money or you have the connection or you look good or or you belong to a specific family. It is a system of proving yourself. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.